Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, everybody, we have some really exciting news.
We are having our very first live show.
That's right. In Los Angeles, it's going to be April 25th at the Dynasty Typewriter at 10 p.m.
And Rebecca's also doing a VIP tour.
That's right. That's right. That's April 27th at noon. And why is this all happening? Because we're going to be talking about Hollywood Forever and Paramount. And oh my God, their history is so bonkers. We're going to have special guests. We're going to have giveaways. It's going to be fabulous. So if you want to get a ticket and you're in the area or not, or if you just want to get a ticket, go to dynastytypewriter.com/calendar/ghosttownapr25. That's when we're having it.
And you can go to the Ghost Town podcast, which is Ghost Town Pod, and the link is in the bio.
So easy.
Yeah, we will see you there.
That's right.
Right? And out of nowhere, a vending machine. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Okay, so you've done some really fun offbeat types of locales, and I have mostly done haunted houses.
Yeah.
So
with two great tastes that go great together.
That's,
you know?
Right. That's right. So I think I wanted to, well, follow suit a little bit. So I'm really excited because I'm not sure that this, it's a vending machine. Spoiler
okay.
alert. It's
yeah.
a vending machine in Japan.
I mean, when you say uh-huh. in Japan.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be weird.
I know it's going to be weird. And this is SCP-261, a mysterious vending machine in Japan.
Wow, we're really going. Well, you know, when I think, because have you been to Japan?
No.
You went to China, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in Japan relatively recently, mm-hmm. And I feel like Japan's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo's amazing. I've been to Tokyo, Kyoto. That's all of Japan. Trust mm-hmm. me. If I didn't go there, it doesn't exist.
That's spoken like a true white man.
Yeah. That's right. And I feel like Japan is inherently cool and interesting and offbeat. And then like the lore of vending machines
mm-hmm. oh
in
my God.
Something like Japan, I'm all in.
Absolutely. And this is something that I heard about and I was kind of obsessed with for about 4 months in 2015.
Okay.
And I remembered it and I was like, I should find that. And I couldn't find it immediately, and I was like going through all of these old Japanese vending machines, and like I went down a wormhole that was very deep, and I'm obsessed.
It also sounds like this is like some kind of 80s horror movie.
It could be. I'm not even sure, because I know that this vending machine exists, but I don't know if all the folklore around it exists, whatever.
Well, for right now, I'm going to go into it.
Yeah.
But we gotta, with an open mind, an open heart, and...
What about your soul?
Nope. Just zipped up tight.
Okay.
No one's allowed in.
Not today. But we have some really exciting things to talk about before we get into it.
Very exciting, yeah.
I am proud to announce that it's raining in LA. It's stormy and spooky. And
it's right now it is raining.
Uh-huh.
So if you can feel that vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get that happening. If you aren't listening to this while it's raining, get a rain machine on. A rain stick. But that's not even the most important thing. I'm stalling. Why? Who knows? I don't know. Because we have our first live show.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Even before the podcast even started, we're like, live shows.
Yeah.
That seems fun.
Yeah. Let's put the cart before the horse immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. How much money can I throw into this? A
yeah.
lot? Yeah, for sure.
We love throwing money away.
We love throwing it around,
yeah.
upside down, yeah. in and out. Yeah.
And we've kind of kept this under our hats for a while because mm-hmm. this is a, it's not just us that's involved. So mm-hmm. we have some people helping us.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
we
we do have some more, you know, we have some people helping us mm-hmm. with this. So it's a kind of become
you make
a
little very culty. When you say that.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just, it's a little bit, industry-y
mm-hmm,
as kind
true.
Of, you know, but, you know, creatively it's, mm-hmm. it's
and
all
also
us.
Witches and wizards.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a coven.
I talked to my guides about making sure we fill the seats for this live show.
And, we're excited about
it. We are. So, okay. It is, April 25th at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Great theater, amazing shows all the time. It's at 10 p.m. And it's really, you can go online, get tickets. The $15 ticket will get you in. It'll get you into this very intimate space. We are going to have live footage. We're going to have special guests. We're going to have giveaways. We are going to talk about Hollywood Forever and Paramount Studios.
It's a double shot.
It's going to be great. And let me tell you, the history of these two places are insane.
I was just at Paramount. Mm-hmm. My mother and stepfather. Mm-hmm. When I did my stand-up show and they were both at it, I called him my father-in-law. And I was mm-hmm. like, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
But I could not think of the term stepfather.
Yeah, so that's a teaser.
So that was weird.
Yeah.
But we went to Paramount and we did a Paramount tour among some other things.
Yeah.
And it was, I might have some anecdotes of my own.
Yeah, and I want to tell you guys something too. My grandfather is buried in Hollywood Forever.
Okay.
And my great-grandparents are buried there. So I have some personal stake in this. So it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So $15 will get you into our show. You'll get to hear live testimonial stories, footage, our take on everything. It's going to be amazing. And then for an extra $35, I will personally take you, Jason too, sorry,
yeah,
to Hollywood Forever. And we're going to do a personal tour of all of the noteworthy graves. We're going to talk about the history. You're going to see it, get immersed in it. It's going to be amazing. That's the 27th at noon. And all of this is on the Dynasty Typewriter website. Just go to Ghost Town.
Go to calendar and you go to our... the
Ghost Town APR25.
And go to our Instagram at Ghost Town Pod and the link should be right in there.
Yeah. It shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
Just give us your money.
Yeah.
Now.
I actually, when I was... my mother and stepfather, not father-in-law,
no,
were here. We went to Kohl's French Dip. I was like, yeah, it was really fun. I don't know. I didn't put it together, but... Hotel Cecil's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's very close.
So I threw some pictures up on the Instagram, mm-hmm. and I was just so excited. And I don't know. I know they're changing it to like something on Main. Like they're kind of rebranding it, but mm-hmm. it's a historical.
Not be a horrifying.
Yeah,
situation.
But I mean, even in the back, like the back from there's like the parking girl, like mm-hmm. level in the back is pretty. We did an episode on Hotel Cecil.
We did.
So. If you want to go check that out to kind of
you should. I mean, we've got a lot of like amazing shit that works. Like if you're LA, if you're local to LA, please, please, please come to our show. And if you're not, we're going to get it up and we're going to do shows elsewhere.
Yeah, we're already working on our next show.
Yeah, so we want to come meet you.
Yeah,
we want to give you a mug. We want to hand you a mug.
Yeah.
And you'll hand us money and it'll be great.
Yeah, and then, you know, you'll hand us some more money because we're like, hey, we need money for the subway.
Yeah.
Do you have a Metro card we can use?
Yeah, do you have a sandwich?
Yeah, I mean, for New York. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm cold.
Help us. But yeah, we're very, very excited. It'll be our very first one.
I know.
Check it out. And
so fun.
And then... The vending machines that are at Dynasty Typewriter, are they haunted or mysterious?
I don't think there are vending machines at Dynasty Typewriter, right?
Wow, so I think we need to fill in the vending machine gap right now.
Oh, someone turned it back around. Okay, well, I guess it's back to the actual meat of this episode, which is what you guys came here to listen to. I understand.
No people want to hear. People want to hear two promos for a live show. They're like, will there be a
double
third?
Double promo.
Will there be a third?
You'll see. You'll see. Now, for now, I want to turn it to SCP-261. So I heard about this on a different podcast. I'm not even sure exactly where. But then I went to this website and I was kind of obsessed with it. So the website that most of the information about this vending machine, there's a picture of it. We're going to put some pictures up on it too. It's a nondescript black box of a vending machine. You can't see, you know, like most vending machines, you can't really see you can't see at all what's inside. It just has the little pad, right, with the numbers and then a place to put your money.
So like A4 would be one item, like that kind of, okay.
Exactly. And then, but again, no glass pane. You can't see what you're getting, which is part of the fun and the mythology of this vending machine. So it was found on this website called the SCP Foundation, which is like half mystery, half not. They tout themselves as like a information place for like lore, mythology, rumor, whisper. Like it looks like, as you can see, it looks like an 80s, like it's very like top secret, you know? So some stuff on there, they are real places and some things are not. So most of the information is on this site. So who knows? But we know that this vending machine exists because there's a picture of it. SCP-261 at time of recovery. It has the object class of safe. And it's labeled special by the website. And I don't know what that means. So here's what it says about the website. About the vending machine. Any access to SCP-261 must be approved by staff with level 2 security clearance or higher. Don't know what that means. Any and all items dispensed by SCP-261 must be recorded, along with the amount of money entered and the amount of time elapsed between uses. Currently, SCP-261 may be used only 10 times in a 24-hour period with no transaction exceeding the equivalent of 500 Japanese yen. Testing approved by Site Command is not under these restrictions. Items dispensed by SPC-261 should be reviewed on site health and safety officials before consumption. Failure to do so releases the Foundation from any obligation regarding negative effects. Items deemed dangerous or useful to research will be confiscated by site security with financial compensation provided in proportion to money spent. So they're already, like, winding up for, like, some weird...
Yeah, well, I mean, that really... Mm. I mean, when you tell me, oh, we can only... This vending machine only used 10 mm-hmm. times, 10 transactions in a day. Yeah. It's like, I want to be one of those.
Yeah, I want to be one of those, if not two.
Yeah.
Maybe all 10, if I had my way.
I got 500 yen burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, baby, I would love that. So, description. SCP-261, I'm dyslexic, appears to be a large black vending machine with no front glass panel, as we said, and a small keypad on the right side. SCP-261 was recovered in Yokohama, Japan. SCP-261 was brought to the Foundation's attention after an investigation of an urban legend about a magic vending machine that was circulating on the internet. SCP-261 was found in a back alley behind a large shopping center, which many of the vending machines were found and are. Like, the banks of them that I did research when I was trying to find this one, they're just like little... like tiny areas that have vending machines with the weirdest stuff in it, which again is like my dream.
This is really, really amazing. All the acronyms make it very kind of official.
It's
and
very,
kind of
yeah, it's very like the, again, the wording is very pronounced and
precise and
exactly. So SCP-261 was found in the back alley behind a large shopping center with a handwritten sign saying out of order in Japanese taped to it. SCP-261 has no marks or identification of any kind, and no locals remember when or how it came to be in its current location. Internally, SCP-261 appears to be a basic vending machine equipped to vend food and beverage items. After a key was made and the front door opened, no abnormal materials were found, and it was determined that SCP-261 had never actually contained any food or beverage items. The keypad, while connected and operating correctly, does not activate any of the dispensing mechanisms. Okay.
Yeah.
When money is placed into SCP-261 and a 3-digit number is entered into the keypad, SCP-261 will vend a random item. SCP-261 has not accepted any currency other than yen, with rejected currency being deposited in the coin return slot. It is unknown how these items appear. However, SCP-261 will not operate when the door is open and when recording devices are placed inside. The number entered on the keypad has no effect on the item vended, nor has any pattern been detected. Items are always some form of snack food and typically have bright, attention-grabbing packaging. SCP-261 is capable of operating with no external power supply, but operation in the state will cause unstable vending to occur much more quickly than normal. If SCP-261 is used several times in a short period of time and or large amounts of money are entered before any item is vended, SCP-261 will start to dispense bizarre items. While still food, quote-unquote, their suitability for human consumption is often non-existent. So this is where it gets weird because it's just
Wait, what do you mean this is where it gets weird? The first sentence was weird.
This is the log of shit that they have that has come out of this machine. Well,
can we take a little break?
Oh yeah, I suppose we should do that.
Okay, good. Let's take a little break. Let me collect my thoughts.
Yeah, collect your thoughts.
Let me collect my thoughts, and we're back.
Okay, are you ready?
So, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so here are the things. This is again where I find doubt in the, like, I'm not sure what is real and what is not here. Here is what has come out of this vending machine. Log of items vended during testing phase 8. Don't know what that means. 800 yen entered for each item. Items being dispensed every 2 minutes. SCP-261 is attached to power. So,
okay,
not as erratic as it could be.
Right.
Coke Zero, a can of Diet Coke, packaging in English. Cheetos, a small bag of Cheetos snack food, packaging in English. Black, single pack of caffeinated chewing gum packaged in Japanese.
Yeah, I think we got it. If that was packaged in English, I was like, I never heard of black.
Yan, single yan cone with peach dipping frosting packaged in Japanese. The Meiji Sika Company does not produce this flavor. Pepsi Dragon Twist. A can of Pepsi with a trace of fruit flavor, packaging in English. Flavor identified as dragon fruit. PepsiCo does not produce this product. Dark Side Cola. A can with clear plastic sides, packaging in Japanese. Liquid inside is clear. When open, liquid appears to react to the air and changes to dark black over a period of several seconds. The black coloration looks like billowing smoke and cannot be reversed. Liquid's taste described as cola with something spicy in it. The Little Bakery, 7 grain. A small tube the size of a candy bar with a green button made of aluminum packaged in English. When the top is twisted off, a massive dough is extruded. Dough contains several enzymes and bacteria that have not yet been identified. On contact with air, these cause the dough to rise and bake, killing the microbes in the process. Produces a small round loaf of bread weighing 250 grams. Tastes described as good but chewy. Lemon clams. Thick plastic baggie with a plastic tube on the side containing water and 12 clams, packaging in Dutch. Following on-package instructions, the plastic tube was cracked like a glow stick. Liquid in the bag flashed to steam, venting from a hole that popped open in the top of the bag, slightly burning one researcher. Steam finished after 38 seconds, after which clams were found to be fully cooked and infused with a mild lemon flavor. On investigation, clams match no recorded species. Diet Ghost.
We're not sponsored by Diet Ghost, by the way.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
A can containing an instance of SCP-2107. I'm not sure what that is. Packaging was in English. Testing done on the instance provided similar results to, wait for it, other contained instances of SCP-2107. This marks the first time SCP-261 has vended another SCP object. We'll have to check that out. Unknown. Small mesh bag filled with small multicolored pyramids, packaging in an unknown language. Pyramids found to be very hard and unpleasant tasting compared to chalk in taste and consistency. When placed in hot water, pyramids open and produce strings that quickly dissolve, coloring the water the same shade as the pyramid. Water has no additional taste, but testing revealed a sharp increase in mineral, carbohydrate, and protein content, with several minerals unidentified at the present time. This content was found to be consistent with the recommended daily intake of nutrients for adult humans. Researcher ingesting the water reported stomach cramps 2 hours later, but no other effects. Unknown. Aluminum box with a small glass window on the side and a large round button on the top, packaging in an unknown language. Box is seamless and appears to be filled with small round animals covered in fur, each with 3 small paws and a single large eye. Pressing the button causes the inside of the box to rapidly become superheated, cooking the small animals alive. Muffled noises and scratching were heard for several seconds during the cooking process. After 1 minute, 30 seconds, the front panel opens and gives access to the newly cooked animals. Professor Kane volunteered to eat the animals with no other researchers willing to do so. Taste described as crunchy and very spicy with a small hint of beef. Unknown. Tall, thin, aluminum can, packaging in an unknown language. Open this can, causing a chemical reaction with the liquid inside the can. Liquid was apparently not intended for an oxygenated atmosphere and detonated violently, causing several injuries and killing 2 researchers. Testing discontinued and area cleared. Testing area observed to smell like citrus for several days.
I mean, if people could see my face right now.
And there you have it. SCP-261. Probably the most bizarre sight we have ever profiled. Yeah. If it even exists.
You know, I like when they indicate that the language is unidentified.
Yeah.
Meaning that I'm sure they've asked more than, you know, me and you. Be like, hey, do you recognize this language?
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not going to recognize it, but chances are somebody else will.
I love it. It's just like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I mean, they had one that was like kind of about a vending machine or like an oracle, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? But I love shit like that. Like, it's just like, what?
Because some of it, like, makes sense.
I mean, like, I'm following and I'm invested, but, like, what?
You know, is this something, because you're the one who got me hip to the Museum of Jurassic Technology.
Yeah, it seems like
this
should be a whole
in
bank.
That? Would that fit in that?
Hell yes. Okay. Museum of Jurassic Technology, which we should someday do an episode on that, or from there.
Yeah.
I would love to, although they're not very, they don't like outside interviews. Right. They don't do interviews at all. Right. They don't like outside events, stuff like that. When I was with Atlas Obscura, they would try to do stuff there, and they would never, ever let us.
I mean, I guess it maintains the integrity of the place, but...
Mm. Yeah, the whole bank of these should be in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so, because it's so, like, okay, I believe mm-hmm. it. And, like, the fact that it's in Japan makes me think, like...
Yeah, you're like, I buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I've ran across many vending machines in Japan. Mm.
What's
and
the weirdest thing you've gotten out of a vending machine?
Another human?
Another... human? Yep. To do your taxes.
Yeah. But you try to shove them back in the machine. It doesn't work.
I don't like it.
Weird food. I think it's a lot of foods that you would be like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would eat this. It was in a vending machine, but it makes me think like, oh, mm-hmm. it's the advancements in technology are probably, that's also my very narrow mind. Mm-hmm. That in Japan, like the advancements in technology are compensating mm-hmm. for the weird stuff they have in there.
Mm-hmm.
You came across this
on another podcast. Yeah. It was actually a design theory podcast called 99% Invisible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm familiar. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was immediately obsessed with it. The weirdest thing I've ever gotten out of I think that maybe it was weirder in China or something, but the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs has bikinis out of vending machines.
Can you eat them?
I didn't try. I wore it and then got drunk and passed out in it. So close.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a bikini out of a vending machine. It was not a very high quality bikini, but it was also like $25.
Yeah.
Which is too much to pay a vending machine. Oh, not for a bikini, but like a low grade. Like I forgot my bathing suit. You know, you're like, well, here I am. It's either this or
it's a little kitsch.
Tetanus or hepatitis.
Interesting. I feel like this, if anyone is out there and mm-hmm. you have any further information on this.
Yeah, if this is real or fake or like anything at all. Or just a weird vending machine story, I'll take. Because when we were at Janis Joplin, the hotel that she died in, there was a vending machine right across. Yeah. Vending machines see everything.
Yeah. Do you remember vending machines that had cigarettes?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's one at the Red Lion still.
Oh, still,
like,
yeah.
Wisconsin, like every corner had one of those.
Yeah.
And you would just like pull that, it was like a pinball machine almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss those. Yeah. I should have one in here.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can.
Should I start smoking?
I mean, if you want to be cool and.
I do want that. Oh. I want that.
Oh, you want that?
I want that.
Oh. Should we plug the live show a third time?
Probably. We should plug. It's interesting because our Patreon is like taking back seat to our live show.
Oh, it's getting so jealous.
I know. It's like
patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Yeah, we got you, girl.
And there's got to be like 10. There's got to be 10 episodes that you haven't heard.
10 juicy apps waiting for you to bend.
I actually was looking. I was like, these are really good episodes.
Yeah, and they're fun because I feel like the ones on Patreon are like a little more like off kilter, kind of fun and like short.
Short and sweet. And it's like the $2 a month one. I mean,
that's nothing. That's like, God, you could get two cigarettes or you can get the whole of our Patreon.
Do you know the market value of loose cigarettes?
Yeah, Lucy's.